Welcome to the Choosing Simple podcast. I'm your host, Amy Fuel, and I can't wait to share this episode with you. Modern day life can be hard to navigate, but even a simple homestead life can be, well, not so simple. In the Choosing Simple podcast, we're going to talk about embracing raw emotions and real life in moments of motherhood, womanhood, and this homesteading lifestyle. Simplicity doesn't just happen. It's a choice we have to make every single day. So whether you're a tired mama washing dishes at 11 p.m., or a woman gardener battling bugs, wherever you are right this moment listening, this podcast is for you. Let's talk about real life. Let's talk about choosing simple. All right, guys, it has been a while since I have been on the podcast. I, as you can imagine, have been running around like crazy, getting ready for the very first 2021 Tennessee Homesteaders of America event. And it has been pretty crazy planning two events in 1 year and just being a mom and a wife and a homemaker. And it's been something. But I have really missed podcasting. This is my outlet to really talk to you and interact with you and get what is on my heart out of my heart, because I know that I need to share it with you. And so I've made myself a list of topics that I really want to talk about, and I hope to talk about them over the next few weeks. This one will probably have a little bit of a break, a couple more weeks in between this one and the next one, just because I've got a few other things coming up. But I wanted to get this one out because I feel like it is very timely for you as you begin gardening, and I can't wait to share it. All right, so this week the topic is about gardening, and specifically how the garden is really one of my favorite teachers. I say this every year when I get into the garden. You guys have read it, you've watched it, and I want to share it with you, okay? And it might sound really goofy, and you might think, oh my gosh, this girl's the biggest nerd ever, right? But truly, I want to encourage you, if you are a gardener, whether you're just beginning or you are an experienced gardener, I want to encourage you to let the gardener be more than just a physical teacher, but be a spiritual teacher as well. And I'm going to tell you why. You will hear me say this often. In life, we are constantly trying to get back to the garden. We began in a garden. I love the verse in Genesis that says that God walked through the garden that he created. He created this garden. It says in Genesis 2:8, the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man, which is Adam, whom he had formed. God planted this garden. Can you imagine? Oh my gosh. Think of the most beautiful garden you have ever seen in your life. Maybe you've planted that garden. But then think of the garden that God planted. You ever wonder what that looked like? It says, Genesis 2:8, the Lord God planted a garden. What? God planted a garden? And he specifically planted it for Adam. At the time, he didn't have Eve yet. And all the living animals, and eventually Eve. Genesis 2:19 through 20 says, out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all the cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. What an incredible job to be the very first steward of earth, right? And so we've consistently been trying to get back to the garden, especially if you're a homesteader. That's where you want to be. You see value in that. You see purpose in that. And so the garden is an amazing teacher, not by coincidence, but by design. The Lord has put in our hearts to be gardeners, and he is the ultimate gardener. And we are his gardening apprentices. And so I am a true believer that God talks to us through our everyday situations and life in mundane. And so I want to share with you something that I witnessed this week, and I witness it every year, but this week it really just hit me. You know, when you transplant seedlings, specifically I was transplanting tomato seedlings this past week, they'll often look droopy and lifeless for a day or two. basically they need some time to become well established, right? Give them a good drink of water. They get fresh new potting soil or raised bed soil, whatever you use, compost. And this big drink of water and this fertile soil that they have, it encourages them to wake up and continue to grow. And they might look a little droopy at first, but they will grow with living water and living soil, right? So the garden reminds me, once again, of real life. It is my greatest teacher in more ways than you think, because some days we have to preach life back into ourselves. We have to take a big drink of living water and reestablish our roots. We have to remind ourselves who we are and whose we are. I feel this way a lot when I get tired or I feel inadequate or I compare myself to other people. If I get disappointed when life doesn't get my way or gets weird or hard, or I feel confused or lost, or, you know, sometimes I'm just worn out. I am overwhelmed. I have reached that limit. I do not know how to go on anymore. It's in those moments. There's a reason that God tells us throughout the Bible to hide his word and keep his word in our hearts. This is one of those reasons, because the truth is what God's word is, and it will always lead us back to the place God has for us. I don't always have a Bible with me. I do have my phone. I don't have the Bible app on my phone, so that it causes me to actually pick up my Bible and take it to church with me, to pick up my Bible and read it and not just look at a phone. I feel very disconnected when I do that. So I purposefully do not have a Bible app on my phone. Certainly, I could Google it, but in the moment, if I don't have my phone or I don't have my Bible, where can I go? In everyday life, I remember a friend of mine years and years and years ago, we were teenagers and we were talking about praying and we had some differences in opinion about head coverings and things like that. And she's like, when do you ever not pray? She's like, I pray all day long at different times. I never know when I'm going to pray. I just pray. It's kind of the same way. It's kind of like what she said. You never know when you're going to need the word of God. And that is one of the main reasons God says to hide it in your heart, to keep it inside of you. Because in those moments of overwhelm, of crazy, of confusion, maybe you need an answer from him. His word, that's the best way for him to talk to us. That's the most important way for us to understand what he wants in our lives. And so God tells us to write and keep his word in our hearts for this very reason, because the truth is what his word will always lead us back to the place God has for us. His word is alive and active. His word is the living water and fertile soil that encourages us to grow, that reminds us who we are, why we're here, and what our purpose is. And while I would love to tell you that you are just here to live a really fun, full, God-filled life, the reality is that every living thing has a purpose, and that purpose is to feed others in one way or another. Plants and animals feed us physically, no doubt. We feed others spiritually. When someone else has lost the ability to preach life into their lives, the gardener's apprentices are there to help, to transplant, to water. What an incredible purpose to have, right? Isaiah 58:11 says, "The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail." And how do you think the Lord is going to guide you continually? It's by having a relationship with him. It's by hiding his word in your heart. And it's by asking him. How often do we forget to go to him in prayer and ask? How many times could we have been saved from heartache in situations if we had just not asked him? And he reveals his word and his truth to us through his word and through prayer if we just listen. And I wanted to share that tidbit with you this week. This is a short podcast, but an episode that is really made to hold your attention and encourage you. You know what to do now as you get into the garden, as you get deep into that garden this year. let God speak to you through his creation, because his creation has something to say to you. He has something to say to you through his creation, including yourself, including his word through you, that hidden word in your heart that you can recall in a moment's notice when you need him, when you need to hear from him, when you need to know how he's going to work this situation out, or what he wants you to do. So I want to encourage you, as you go through this week, through this month, through this season of life, maybe you're droopy, maybe you've been transplanted, maybe you need to transplant someone else, whatever it is, I encourage you to do it. Do it with a joyful heart and know that there is great purpose in it. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode, guys. I'm so happy and thankful and grateful that you give me the opportunity all the time to share what God has laid on my heart with you. Please make sure that you check out thefuelhomestead.com. I have some exciting things coming up that I think you're all going to really enjoy, including a new membership program for herbalism that I really think a lot of you will like. And stay tuned for more podcast episodes. Thank you for having grace with me during this process. If I could make podcasts all day long, I would. I promise I don't like hearing myself talk, but I love sharing what God has put on my heart with you. And I know it's for a time and a season and a purpose. Until next time, guys, have a great day and happy homesteading. And don't forget to choose simple.